Anyway, now, okay, it's a Thursday afternoon. I know it's 4:45. You might be a bit grumpy out there in the car, which is why we brought a comedian into studio, and he will make you laugh. He'll definitely make you laugh. His name is Virgil Prinz. How are you doing, Virgil? Welcome to the show.
Yo, thank you for having me, guys. Thank you so much.
So what decided you on becoming a comedian? Is South Africa not too depressing?
To be honest with you, I actually, just to give you a bit of background history, I actually went to university. I studied at Rhodes University. I did a BCom Law and Management degree.
And you still have a sense of humor, never mind a comedian.
I kept my sense. I had to escape in time, though. I had to escape in time. But yeah, what I would say is probably I found comedy at university and comedy found me at university. And the two of us started a little bond. And I moved up to Johannesburg to pursue it. And as they say, the rest is history. I don't believe that, but the rest is history. Or geography, physical science. All the above.
Did you make up jokes about the fact that Grahamstown has no water?
Yes, yes, yes. At the time, there was the drought there. This is before Cape Town had no water. Grahamstown
you guys
was
were
first.
First, eh?
Yeah, no, we found the no water syndrome. We started with that. Small town. You know Grahamstown?
A little bit. I mean, I suspect that you spent a lot of time in the Rat and Parrot.
Rat and Parrot.
Working on material, right?
Yes, sir. Right. And just generally increasing my alcohol tolerance. Did that as well. Very fun. And then, yeah, did the comedy there. Spent time in Grahamstown. Finished the degree. And from there onwards, moved to Johannesburg.
So have you ever practiced as a lawyer since, or not really?
Not at all. Not at all. What my degree did help me do is get like a job that would keep me busy until my comedy career got a little bit of momentum. I worked in a call center. Hello.
Bet your parents think that that's no joke.
Yeah, no, not at all. Not at all. They only laugh if I get like a big payment. They're like, oh, that's funny. And no payments. They're like, oh, this is not funny at all. This is poetry. Sad poetry.
Poor poetry. So tell us, what makes you laugh? What makes you laugh at South Africa? What kind of jokes? What kind of comedian are you?
Sure, everything. So I start off with some personal stories. I like to talk about myself a little bit. But you know, the climate of South Africa is so crazy. I mean, currently the rand is ridiculously low. Mm-hmm. I mean, a pound's like 20 and above on a rand. Rand is losing horribly. So those are topics that come into focus. I don't focus too much on politics.
Yeah.
Only because I think maybe my opinion isn't mature enough to deliver to society.
You don't want to be hated on Twitter, in other
words. Yes, for saying uninformed things. So I'd rather wait until I'm more mature as a comedian before I tackle those things. Race is a big thing in South Africa, you know that. So I'm a colored guy, which is amazing. Because I'm like kind of in the middle, just in the cusp over there. So I feel like I get to
fight with everyone, right?
Yeah, I get to say a little bit here and there that some people can't say, which is cool. So I play around with a bit of everything. Personal stories, a bit about being a color guy in South Africa, South Africans in general. I've traveled a little bit. I've been to Switzerland. I've been to South Korea. I've been to Botswana.
No wonder you know how bad the rand is, especially in Switzerland.
Yes.
Oh, my word.
No, you don't have to go as far as Switzerland. Just go to Botswana, and you're already losing to the Pula. So, yeah.
So, tell me, do you think that Trevor Noah has spoiled it for all colored South Africans who want to be comedians?
Spoiled it. No, I think Trevor in general has, what do you call people who pioneer?
He's first in.
Yes, first in, pioneer. So anyone else, I guess, how you use it could be to your benefit or to your detriment, depending on how you see it. You know, so if you see it as, Trevor killed the way for us, then you're probably not going to go anywhere. But if you're like, oh, he opened up a few channels I could take advantage of.
So I mean, I was kind of being a bit nasty about Trevor for no reason. But the reason that I ask is that you are playing this sort of, it's called the Proudly Colored Comedy Festival. And I was just interested because I'd never seen, I don't know if this is a new thing or whatever, but it was actually kind of asking the question the other way. Has he like inspired a sort of generation of colored comedians that we didn't have before?
It's tough to say. It's mm-hmm. tough to say. I would say he inspired a generation of South African comedians. Because remember, Trevor, I mean, I suppose skin complexion-wise, he probably comes sort of across color. But if you look at his upbringing and so forth, you know, he's got a lot of black roots in him. He's got his father who's all the way from Switzerland, so he's got some white influence in him. So I think he just inspired probably the average South African comedian. I don't think it's specifically based on color. I mean, if you want to do like colored influences directly, I'd say like Wade van Niekerk. That's amazing. That's a color guy who broke a world record. Like that's a color. That, maybe that's a direct colored inspiration. Mm-hmm. But I think Trevor Noah is probably more across the board.
South African. Everyone wants to be the next Trevor.
Yes, it's like the next good South. And I wouldn't say the next Trevor because the line or the queue for the next Trevor Noah is too long. But I mean, the queue for the next Prince only has one person in it, and it's me.
Fair enough.
I want to be in that queue.
So then, if you're playing a proudly colored festival, What does that mean? Do you think that the jokes are different? Is it about playing to a certain audience? I'm kind of interested in what that means for you as a comedian.
Yeah, so what I will say is the festival brings together a variety of colored people. So as you know, I always say this in my jokes as well with South Africans, you know, we are a diverse country, but you find that even our diversity is diverse, right?
Right.
But you can't just say someone is black, right? Because there's diversity in black.
Could be like a yellow bone.
There's Xhosa, there's Zulu, there's Tonga, there's Shangaan, there's Venda. Then it's South Africa, so now there's Nigerians, there's Zimbabweans,
coconuts,
there's Kenyans,
the whole thing.
All of the above, you know what I'm saying? So you can't even just say like white people, because even white people are diverse. You know, there's Afrikaans white people, English white people, Jewish white people, then there's Portuguese white people.
Even the Jews on the station are diverse. I mean, anyway. But yes, I hear what you're saying, right?
And then with colored people as well. So there's Cape Town colored people, Durban colored people, Gauteng colored people, dark skin colored people, light skin colored people, smooth hair colored people, cruise hair colored people. My one friend argued with me. He's like, Prince, you're going in too deep. There's only two kinds of colored people, dangerous and not dangerous. I was like, no, but you can't say that either.
Well, not on air anyway.
So we're a diverse bunch. The show, basically, I would describe it as a cultural experience. Mm-hmm. So people often ask, the show's called Proudly Colored. Does that mean it's only for colored audiences? Not for colored audiences. So we invite everyone to come. It's more of a cultural experience, because what the guys will do is they'll share stories. And I think you'll get a better insight into colored people in South Africa from all parts of South Africa. So guys are coming from Durban, Cape Town, Gauteng. You find that though we're all colored, we are super different from each other.
Right.
You know, with some similarities, obviously. So we'll celebrate our similarities and we'll
play
around
the diversity
with
as
the diversity, yes.
Interesting. Now, I was remembering, speaking of Trevor Noah, I saw something like he did a clock on his day, right? So like gets up at 6 at night or something, and he goes, and what is it like to be a comedian? What does your day look like when you're out there on the comedy circuit?
What I would say is, I always say this, stand-up comedians, like I equate it to a salesman, you know, a salesperson, like meaning that the more you put in, the more you get out. You know, so not everyone has a Trevor Noah day. Not everyone's waking up at 6 a.m. and going to the gym and then going to your opening meeting and then going to a boardroom meeting and then going to a writing session, then going to a radio interview, then doing a show at night. Not everyone. So it's what you want it to be. So the more effort you put in, the more effort you get out. You know?
And so when you're playing, I mean, do you play all across the country at different venues? Is it like very much a full-time thing for you?
Yes. Comedy, very much like football, is a universal language. Mm-hmm. So the moment you find humor is a universal language. So we try as much as possible to play everywhere possible. So I've been in South Africa. I mean, I've been almost everywhere in South Africa. Then, as I mentioned earlier on, I tried to explore a bit of Africa, Southern Africa as well. And then so far, I've tried to explore as much as financially possible for the time being, some international stages as well.
And, you know, as South Africans, we're often accused as being like the Americans of Africa, right? We know nothing outside of our own borders, right? So do you find that the Southern Africans respond to your humor? Do they get it?
It's so weird because the truth is they do respond because these countries all have like SABC. I don't remember, like I was in Swaziland and I
that's a terrible thing that we should do to Southern Africans.
Horrible thing to export to other people. But anyway, so I was in Swaziland. I switched on my TV and the first thing that came on was SABC 1. I was like, oh, I'm in a different country, but I'm at home.
Right.
You know, you come to find that in some of these countries, you can even spend the rand directly. You don't even need to convert it. You just spend it and they'll give you change in their local currency. Do you know what I'm saying? Most countries, the rand is 1-to-1 in any case.
Mm-hmm.
So they do it. I do think we're a little bit of like the Americans of Africa because I think we're ignorant about a lot of things as well. So I think we go to other countries with our preconceived South African notions and our history, because our history is so deep. I think sometimes we think it's the only history in the world, you know. Mm-hmm, but you get to another country and like, yo man, we've got problems of our own as well. So you think about that too. So we are a little bit ignorantish, but we're pretty cool. South Africans are pretty well received abroad. Humor, I mean, in Southern Africa, I mean, these guys know AKA, these guys know our TV channels, they know our celebrities, they know our politicians, they know Julius Malema, they know Jacob Zuma. So they're very well acquainted with South Africa.
Very, very interesting. So if people want to go see the Proudly Coloured Festival, how can they go about doing that?
Yes, sir. So you can get it on CompuTicket. That's where the tickets are available. Mm-hmm. We're doing a lyric theatre show at Gold Reef City on the 7th of October. But before that, we'll be doing a little trial run, 30th of September at Graceland Casino in Secunda. So we'll be going to Secunda, and it will come through then to the lyric theatre. It's more or less an annual show. Sometimes they do it biannual, and sometimes they might skip a year. But it's an annual show, so it has gotten a lot of following. It has got a lot of momentum. You know, comedians have grown a lot through it. Lyric Theatre is always an amazing theater to play. It's like 1,100 seats. It's pretty iconic in terms of South African history. I mean, that's where Trevor shot his Day Walker show, which is probably like the biggest one-man show we've ever released in the country. So we're doing it over there. So tickets at CompuTicket, get it directly.
One night only,
yes. There are a couple of specials if you group, book, and so forth. A couple of specials you get there. A couple of competitions online as well. If you go, just type in Google. Just go to Proudly Color Comedy. Win yourself some tickets over there. I'm sure they'll be giving some tickets to the radio station as well. So Great. Maybe you guys have a competition or something of the sort. And then get yourself there. I think it's one night only, and it's super amazing. Super amazing.
Perfect. Well, thanks, Prince, for coming in. Good luck with the show. And keep us laughing. We need it.
Cool. Can I go with a closing joke?
Yeah, please. You have to tell us a joke. Tell us a joke.
I always think about this thing. You know,
I never ask comedians to tell us a joke because it makes them feel bad. Yeah.
No, thank you for that. I appreciate it. It's so much pressure. But you guys know this whole thing about in South Africa where they talk about pay back the money, and the money is never coming back. I always tell people that we need to learn as South Africans to trust colored people with our money. Because I feel like colored people, we're the most honest people when it comes to money. Honest people, like other people, in that moment when you borrow us the money, we will let you know right there and then that you are never getting your money back again ever. Like, we won't say it in so many words, but if you listen carefully, you'll hear it. You'll be like, yo, thank you, my bro. I don't know how I'll ever repay you. If that's not honesty, then I don't know what honesty is.
Prince, thank you so much for coming into studio. I hope we will check you next time on the stage.